Thank you for tuning into this month's episode of The Cutty Strange on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. If you'd like more information on the music and composers that you'll hear on today's episode or previous episodes, you can sign on to Facebook and find us at facebook.com/thecuttystrange or through our soon-to-be-updated website, www.thecuttystrange.com. This episode features five new works, the first being Jorge Bachmann's Flatus. Jorge was a featured artist on our show a few months back. This piece here was released as part of a larger compilation some years ago, which centered around using radio as material for fixed media works.
Thank you.
Next, we have a piece by Luca Danielli, a student from the University of Birmingham in England, titled La Tabula Rasa. Danielli says about the piece, "It's a musical piece composed for 43 channels, and it was commissioned by the Center for Art and Media in Karlsruhe, Germany, premiered on the Tangible Sound Symposium within the European Art Science Technology Network project. Here, we listen to it submitted in the form of a stereo reduction. Despite the original context of the work production, La Tabula Rasa takes the form of radio drama, and probably the best approach would be to consider it a hybrid. Elements of this form are the clear narrative dominating the entire musical work, the close interrelation between speech and sounds, and the subdivision of the piece in five different sequences or movements. Here it is, La Tabula Rasa by Luca Danielli.
Macchina 206, salve. Lavoro in una rete aziendale con accesso remoto bloccato e ho sfacchinato molto. E adesso sono in vecchia stanza e sono passata di moda. Lavoro da dietro nascosta, ma ancora sono io che faccio il lavoro pesante.
L'uomo invecchia, di una macchina no, mi manda la forza.
Ma rischio di perdere il posto ogni ora, se non sono capace di processare, di correre ancora.
Se solo gli operai avessero un prezzo, come i calciatori,
mi tratterebbero meglio. Un giorno ti chiamano, ti prendono, ti sei bello e prestante e ti mettono lì ad elaborare una routine. E quando il tempo è passato e le gambe si lacerano, ti lasciano lì a fare ciò che sai fare e non hai mai dato particolari problemi e non fanno mai segnare un taglio. Ho l'impressione che ci sia inefficienza nel marchingegno. C'è molta efficienza nella gestione dei soldi,
sì,
ma parità di denaro. C'è inefficienza nelle risorse. Sento i muscoli fatti di ferro e resistenti come la carta.
Creano la rete e senza tanti problemi ci pensano avere tutti caratteristiche uguali. Ci impongono programmi adatti al sistema. Quindi la stessa mansione va bene per tutti, a loro opinione. E ti umiliano o allora rallenti, come se il tuo desiderio fosse di spegnerti. E fanno danzare le mani qualora non hanno argomenti. Manca semplicemente il buon senso.
Sapere che cosa è davanti
e i suoi pregi.
A volte qualcuno ci sceglie per navigare nel porno. non sempre ci riescono a causa di blocchi, ma quando ci riescono si ricordano bene quel codice macchina e per non farsi scoprire lo spostano ai piani di sopra. Mettessero me, che ho le gambe di carta, basterebbe solo che ci tenessero un po', e facessero un po' di manutenzione. Il mio codice macchina è 206. Lavoro in rete e ricevo ordini da un nodo mediario. Ho provato a salire alla fonte, ma ho scoperto un circuito di ferro. Ho l'impressione che la mia connessione stia rallentando. E sempre di più la potenza di calcolo sta ai nodi finali, ed il porno è al comando.
Heading into the next part of our episode, we have three pieces that will be presented in movements over the coming months. The first is Ralph Lewis's work, Drive to the Edge, which is in three parts. So we play a part right now in January, one in February, one in March. Then we have Juan Maria Soler's Subtub, which is short for Subterranean, in five parts, playing now between January and May. And finally, Leonie Roessler's Stop and Luster den Haag, or Stop and Listen the Hague, in six parts. To start, we have a site-specific work by Ralph Lewis designed for those especially driving around Greene and Columbia counties right now. It's a three-movement work, and Lewis says the following. Drive to the Edge is a suite of fixed-media radio transmission pieces where listeners use radio reception as a feature of acoustic identity to make interactive connections with geographic locations. In this morning's broadcast, as in later segments, it guides listeners as they manipulate the broadcast they are receiving on their radios. Drivers and passengers, as well as listeners at home, follow the intermittent instructions given as each movement happens. Firstly, by exploring within an area where the transmission's frequency is somehow unstable or weak, and secondly, by moving around in that space, this edge of clarity inspecting different interferences and interruptions. Mr. Lewis also notes here on how to perform it. You, the listener, are the performer. With your radio tuned to WGXC's broadcast, safely travel along a route and note how the geography affects the broadcast and modifies its sounds. Different routes and different radios will present differing results. For more specific instructions, suggested routes in the greater Albany area, and details on the production of this ongoing suite of radio pieces, visit www.ralphlewismusic.com. That's www.ralphlewis.com.
There are places where this broadcast begins to waver.
Places on the road you are on.
Behind buildings,
underneath bridges,
below the momentary cover of trees.
Each moment,
as you listen and move,
you are finding points between clarity and obscurity.
Where an unstable beauty shimmers. Drive to the edge where they meet and alertly move as if you were balancing on a wire.
Not beyond it.
Or back into full signal strength as much as possible.
Do this safely,
and with awareness,
and respect, and respect
for others.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond between the visible scenes on your route
and the newly audible signals nestling against them.
Drive to the edge where they meet.
There are places where this broadcast begins to waver.
Places along the road
behind buildings,
underneath bridges,
below the momentary cover of trees.
Each moment, as you listen and move, you are finding points between clarity
and obscurity. Where an unstable beauty shimmers.
Drive to the edge where they meet.
And alertly move as if you are balancing
on a wire.
Or back into full signal strength as much as possible.
Do this safely and with awareness and respect for others.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond between the visible scenes on your route.
And your receiver are surveying the bond between the visible scenes on your route and the newly audible signals nestling against them.
Drive to the edge where they meet.
And alertly move as if you are balancing on a wire.
Or back into full signal strength as much as possible.
Where an unstable beauty shimmers.
Where this broadcast begins to waver. Each moment,
as you listen and move,
you are finding points between clarity and obscurity.
Behind buildings, underneath bridges.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond between the visible scenes on your route
and
the newly audible signals nestling against them.
There are places where this broadcast begins to waver.
Drive to the edge where they meet.
Behind buildings.
Places along the road.
Underneath bridges.
You are on.
Below the momentary cover of trees.
Do this safely and with awareness.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond between the visible scenes on your route
and
the newly audible signals nestling against them.
Juan Maria Soler will now take us on an audio journey through the subway systems of five European cities. On this episode, beginning with London. His piece, Subte, spelled S-U-B-T-E, short for subterranean, is explained by the composer like this. This piece is a soundscape, an urban sound landscape, but not of a particular city, but of the underworld, of the underground trains. Subte is the abbreviation of subterraneo, underground, and is the usual name in Buenos Aires of what in other places is known as metro. The dramaturgy of this composition consists on a sound trip through undergrounds or tubes of five European cities: London, Madrid, Paris, Cologne, and surprisingly, Venice. The sound materials, casual dialogues, emblematic phrases, people of the country and foreigners, drinkers and marginal people, street music, announcements of the next stop, and equivalent, also of malfunctions, machine noises. Each city is a thematic nucleus that presents a sound center and a concrete dramatic situation. Each section of the piece is a situation with complete meaning closed in itself. The trip occurs practically in real time. In each city or section, the same elements are always present. Nevertheless, one of them predominate in turn each city, transforming itself in a thematic nucleus or attractor. Moments of humor and seriousness alternate, sometimes with a surrealistic patina, including in Cologne a direct allusion to the Andalusian dog of Louis Buñuel and Salvador Dali. He also goes on to say, "Undergrounds are the veins of the earth, a place where everything coexists." The piece begins in London with the phrase, "Mind the gap." The gap represents the step between the external life and the Orphic underworld that unifies everything. In each section, phrases will be heard in the country's language, with diverse accents, also from immigrants, and also foreign languages, in general the first minority of that particular country. The implicit semantic is to underline the language and ethnic plurality and the possibility of coexistence. At the end of Cologne sounds a bird's concert. It is dawn, a revelation is about to happen, and that revelation is Venice. When getting off to the surface, we actually appear in an atypical world. Venice is the anti-underworld. We get back to a world in which current values do not reign anymore. The end, bells and water, the funeral gondola that takes us to the graveyard, with which we in fact return to the underworld. Here's Juan Maria Soler's first movement of Subte in London.
Suburban and mainline services from Euston Station. This is Euston Square. This is a Hammersmith and City Line train calling at all stations to Hammersmith.
Finally, to close this episode, we have an audio exploration of six different areas of The Hague. Leonie Roessler says of her work, "Stop in Luister den Haag." Sorry, my Dutch isn't perfect, but it translates to "Stop and Listen, The Hague." She says, "It's a series of six pieces documenting six different sonically interesting locations in the city of The Hague. What does The Hague sound like? Are there sounds that we can find all around the city, defining it sonically and distinguishing it from other places? Will it sound different in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years? I carefully record my environment, sometimes returning at various times of the week and day to be able to record all that a place has to offer. I select the most typical and interesting sounds, sometimes out of hours of material collected, and arrange it into a musical composition for the listener. I detect rhythms and patterns and layer them. I cut my sound files and use volume changes and panning, but never any effects. The goal is to provide a work that is artistically interesting while creating an authentic portrait of a place. I am preserving something that might be gone sooner than we expect. Will there be drones flying through my recordings in the future? Will the trams be less characteristic once replaced with more current models? What will transportation sound like 20 years from now? I created this set of pieces to be played either in the form of an installation or on the radio, either presenting a local audience with an opportunity to really listen to their city in a new way, creating awareness of one's own surrounding, or to present a foreign audience with a chance to take the sounds of this city in, to be transported to a place quite different from their own for a few minutes. And The Hague does have its own sound. Working on this project, I realized how accustomed I had grown to the harmonies that trams create when going around the corner, the seagulls hovering in most parts of the city, reminding us of our proximity to the sea, and the bells of the Grotkirk, or the big church, in the city center, which sounds several times a day, playing songs and melodies as we rush by on our way from one place to the next. Here's Leonie Roessler's first movement of 6, Stop and Luster, Den Haag.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Cuddy Strange, broadcasting on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Next month, we'll listen to the second parts of Leone Wrestler's Stop and Listen the Hog, Ralph Lewis's Drive to the Edge, and Juan Maria Soler's Subtip. We'll also bring to the table more adaptations of work centered in broadcast art. The Cuddy Strange is produced by Daniel Steffi and Nick Wang and airs on the first Thursday of each month at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information on the pieces and composers you heard on today's episode, you can log on to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecuddystrange, or on our soon-to-be-updated website, www.thecuddystrange.com. So this is where our show would usually end, after our outro, station ID, who we are. But we received a track in our email box this month that we felt had to be heard, and unfortunately we don't have the time to really go in depth as to what the music is, what it's about, who really wrote it. It's from somebody called Kidology Arts from overseas in England, and it's called Safe from Harm. She writes, it's the soundtrack from Crate 39, which was on display in the Buxton Museum and Art Gallery February to June 2014. The sound art tells the story of an evacuee boy through his singing and playing with objects he finds inside a lost crate of museum treasures. And it's about 11 minutes long, and again, we don't have the time this episode to go very in-depth about the music, but we'll start it here and give it the appropriate time next month on our February broadcast. Thank you for listening to The Cuddy Strange. Thank you.
I miss you.